going on the street and talking to people is a genre that will always work. There is a lot of people that will never do that. And it's okay to not do that. That's not you.
It's not me.
Good, yeah. Right? But hiking and literally just fucking spewing thoughts for an hour.
That's me.
That's you.
I literally do that, I send it to my friends.
Right, now I recommend hiking along with your Dustin. It took me 2 days to realize why reality TV worked. I'm like, fuck man, D-Rock's been following me around for the whole day. I forgot he's here. This is real life. You're not having to hold it, and like now you're just in the fucking stream of conscious. Like the shit I say to myself is the best shit I've ever made.
Right.
It just never saw the day of Earth. Like, especially in the last, since COVID, I haven't been doing the filming the same way. Man, there's probably 100 things that would have been my most viral videos of the year that died in my head because nobody was around. That didn't happen for 5 years, which is why I was able to build what I built.
Yeah.
The biggest thing you need to do is not lie to yourself about what you're willing to do or not do, but challenge yourself on things you may want to try.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I'm just so inspired, like, one, I'm the best I've ever been in life.
That's awesome.
And I was just sharing with your team. And I'm just like inspired and I am building right now.
Good for you, brother.
And like my team, I said it before, was just for music.
I remember.
And I
know what we're here for.
And so I'm inspired by your team because like you built that. And they went around the room and we introduced ourselves and they said how long they work here. And we were talking about how in music, like if I sit down at the record label, the maximum is there is 3 years.
By the way, same in advertising or marketing, it's worse.
But you're doing something different.
Yeah, I care about them.
Exactly.
It's not super complicated. It's the hardest thing for people, but it's actually the easiest thing. And I think, look, I'm very excited about you being here. I've seen it from afar. I'm a fan. I want you to win. We have a lot of insights. We can really help. But by the way, it all comes back down to what you just observed. Like, you already have the punchline in 4 minutes. The punchline's gonna be the humans we select on who they are as people and then how good are they at the craft. We can audit how good they are at the craft at scale. Truth be told, they probably might literally be sitting in my company right now or had been in this company because
right.
We already know who they are. And like, this is a very fun gig. There's like, you know, there's a lot of people that would want to be on your content team.
Yeah.
I'd want to be on your content team. I think what you, so I think really there's a couple things. What's different between you and I is I'm also a practitioner of it.
Yeah.
And you'll be less at this point of it. And I need to get a sense of how much you want or not want to be knowledgeable in the platforms, how they work, things of that nature. I don't think it's a requirement to be me, but if I'm at a 401 class level, using college terminology, you can't be in high school. You're gonna need to at least be a 101, preferably a 201. And I think any person that wants to build an audience and get their message out has to be capable of auditing their team. The one of the things that is absolutely true, that is foundational to things that work out for me is I know it. So when I'm working with them, I know it. That matters. Because if you don't know it, then you're in trouble.
Right.
It's why people get their money stolen from them because they don't know finances. It's why people don't get the results they're looking for in something because they don't know it. It's why people get hosed by lawyers because they don't know it. It's like, it's life. So you're on a mission to get this out. You know, especially when you come from a music framework and you've had some real hits, you know what it feels like to have something you wanted people to know hit scale. You've tasted that, which is rare. Most people on earth will never feel that feeling. You're right? So, you know what you're up to, you know what you want to accomplish. The content version of that, look, there's viral videos, no different than having a hit song, right? It happens. But the reality is back to making the comp in music, the real careers, there's a lot more there than just, right? And so that's what you're gonna build with this. There may be things that pop off. You already have a big fan base to begin with. You have at this point, because we're not 18 anymore, you have something probably more powerful than you realize. Even, this is something that I'm really excited about. The nostalgia aspect is real. Like, you know, like, what, you know, the fact that you can recall moments where people first discovered you is gonna be very valuable. So I'm thinking a lot about that. But this is brick by brick. and it's gonna come to making a team and then deciding very simply, how are you gonna make the content? And so what do I mean by that? The way I make content is happening right now. I just record my real life.
Yeah.
There's that, which has become a trend. It's that you record and produce, like you're gonna need that kind of anchor to get the post-production from. So I think that's a big, big part to think through. But the biggest thing that will be the variable of difference here is you not lying to yourself. All the things that we're frustrated about with my content is because I'm incapable of doing it. I'm just too busy, I can't do it. Like, we know on my team that if I brought back Tea with Gary Vee, like I did during COVID, we'd be crushing the world. If I woke up every morning and did 8 to 9 a.m. on Tea with Gary Vee, we'd have no problems on my team. We would have 4 to 5 clips every fucking day that are worthwhile to break down into, post-produce, and we'd be fucking moonwalking. On the flip side, when I'm deeply operational with BeFriends and VaynerX, and they're the first people that don't even get 2 minutes to run in and capture some content, and that gets hard. So the recommendation why did I tell you that story? The number one mistake that the MP in this scenario always makes is they lie to themselves about
what's
their
MP?
That's your initials.
Okay.
The MP, you know.
The MP, I was like, that's not I'm like, is that 401 shit?
The person that's making this decision, someone famous, someone to come, this is what I want to do. Like the mistake, that, especially when they've already had success. Kids know they have time, they're willing to do anything.
Right.
I want to be famous, I want to be a TikToker. It's when you are a grown up and have a real life and have had a career and you've got your cadence and what have you, it's you need to be real with yourself. You know, for example, going on the street and talking to people is a genre that will always work. There is a lot of people that will never do that. And it's okay to not do that. That's not you.
It's not me.
Good,
yeah.
Right? But you fucking, like hiking and literally just fucking spewing thoughts for an hour.
That's me.
That's you.
I literally do that, I send it to my friends.
Right, now I recommend hiking along with your Dustin, because what that does, what, you know, I'll tell you, when I first started doing the thing that became the thing, like, it took me 2 days to realize why reality TV worked. I'm like, fuck, man. D-Rock's been following me around for the whole day, I forgot he's here, this is real life.
Yeah.
And so like what that does is it like you're not, think about the difference. You're not having to hold it and like now you're just in the fucking stream of conscious. Like the shit I say to myself is the best shit I've ever made.
Right.
It just never saw the day of earth. Like especially in the last, since COVID, I haven't been doing the filming the same way. Man, there's probably 100 things that would have been my most viral videos of the year that died in my head because nobody was around. That didn't happen for 5 years, which is why I was able to build what I built.
Yeah.
So I think you've got to find a team. We know, what I'm doing right now is setting the strategy.
Yeah.
Because this team can show you everything when they take over this meeting. And then we'll do it again. Like Hannah said yesterday on email, like this is not a one and done thing. Like we're here for you. We'll help you through this whole thing. The biggest thing you need to do is not lie to yourself about what you're willing to do or not do, but challenge yourself on things you may want to try.
Yeah. Let me respond.
Please.
You said you want to get a sense of how much I want to learn. I have unlimited time for the things that I care about.
I understand that.
I care about my mission. My father used to say there's two H's in life, health and happiness. My mission is to make people healthier and happier.
I love it.
I have a lot of love inside me.
Yeah.
And what's frustrating to me is I'm not giving all that I can.
I get
and
it.
And I know that. And you know that. So I am totally willing to learn.
Love it.
Yeah.
The learning is easy.
And not lying to myself is very easy for me.
Good.
I have a very strong internal.
So what compass. So great. Let's go to the next level then.
Okay.
Because I buy all that watching you from afar and knowing a little bit about you. What do you think your pillars are gonna be? Like, cool. Like I let you rent the best team in the world tomorrow. What are you doing, you think? Like, talk to...
You mean like the pillars of like...
Content.
Of the content. I think the number two option...
Which is?
The podcast what, that you mentioned.
You want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Good. That's
yeah.
good. Documented. Got
yeah.
it. How often do you think you want to do it? What's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me to start off with a commitment at least once a week.
Love.
That's, at least.
That's a monster. That's a... back to you backing up your words, that's the right answer.
Yeah.
Next, where do you want to do it?
I want to do it in LA.
Great, and makes it easy for people.
I have a few locations I've already been scouting.
Yeah. You mean studios or like setups you want to do?
Yes, yes.
Do you have a sense of where?
I live in Topanga Canyon.
Yep.
So it's like beautiful nature, ice baths, that's my vibe.
I get it.
So there's a place near me I can rent that's not like a studio.
How far is that from for people that land in LAX, like how far is that?
45.
Oh good, it's perfect. Okay. Okay, great. What else, if anything? Content pillars.
Mm-hmm. I had this idea this morning. It's like you're trying to, where was the camera? I am someone, I wake up every day and I do like Tony Robbins incantations.
Yeah.
I want to create my own for those people.
Good.
I want to fucking, like, you go on my feed and it says, if you're tired, listen to this.
Yeah.
And I'm guiding you. Mm-hmm. If you're angry, do this. If you're happy and you want to go all the way to joyful, do this. If, like, listen to this. So I want to create, like, guided pieces of content that change people's internal state and improve the quality of their life.
You want to do that in the form of, so you want to go about that more like doing an album. Like, actually, this is always the cool shit. It's my favorite fucking thing. My favorite fucking thing. When I tell you this shit scares the living fuck out of my soul, I respect these dudes the most.
You want to get out there?
When I tell you this shit, like, yeah, I'm like, I can feel it in my stomach right now, and I'm not even on the fucking platform. I've gotten better with heights overall, net, but like that shit's just crazy. We're fucking up here.
Yeah. And he was like leaning. He was in.
I get it though. One of the other things that's like that is public speaking. When I tell you, Dustin, you've seen this a bunch. When I'm backstage and they're like 8 seconds, like 15 seconds, and I'm like still like texting Sid, like post it now, or like completely chilling. People are like, what the fuck? Because for a lot of people, that's the scariest thing.
Right.
You know, anyway.
To go on stage.
So you want to go, yeah. Public speaking scares the fuck out. It's the one thing that I think I do the best for me that I know is really hard for others, and it's that. I'm leaning. Like, I'm like 1 minute in front of 20,000 people. I'm not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm like pure improv. I'm like, man, it's like walking out of this room.
That's awesome.
So you want to do that more structured, like instead of making the content day to day be what that represents, you want to go, which I fully understand, you want to go about it and record that, that's fine, you'll bang
but
that
those
out.
Are, I can bang out, like those all are
day.
Always coming.
Of course. It's not you can do that to audio to your phone.
Yes,
and then
I
have
do.
A team, and then have a team produce, post.
Yes.
Okay, what else, if anything?
So, I also provide experience to like companies and teams. I go, like I just did my TED talk at TED Countdown, crushed it. So like I'll go to corporations or to professional sports teams, to the San Francisco 49ers. I'm a certified Wim Hof instructor. So I'll go, I'll do 10 minutes, inspire them, keynote.
So do you want to rev up your public speaking career?
Yeah.
Zach and Steven are coming by at 11:15.
Amazing.
Yeah. I just crushed the TED talk.
I believe you.
Jesse helped me.
Makes sense.
He's one of our speakers.
I know.
Do you document any of that currently? Like when
was that
you
filmed?
Do that stuff? Is someone filming?
There's
yeah.
Some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of it.
Before I bounce, what about music? Where does that sit in the world?
It's like the soil from which everything sprouts.
Yep.
And it, like, I'll never stop doing it, and I'm the most creative I've ever been.
Would you do a daily vlog like I did? Like literally film yourself all day and then put something else on YouTube?
If we had a dope guy that I liked that didn't annoy me, like him,
yeah.
He'd keep up with me.
That is a piece of cake. I mean, it's not, meaning I've had plenty of
well,
dope guys and gals
myself.
That I didn't want to work with, but plenty that I have. And I feel like when you have a lot of love inside, you can, your filter is not as hard as you think on that. And we surely know what he or she looks like. So we can help on that too.
That will, let me be true in integrity.
Yeah, yeah.
That to me is like, let me see how it goes.
Good news, you do one. It's like anything else. Before you jumped into a cold bath, you had to do it the first time. You you clearly had a, you know, you might have thought it was going to be awesome, but you still had a, let me see how this goes.
Fuck yeah.
Right. Same with this. You do it for a day or a week.
Nothing longer.
Well, I'd like you to do it forever if you want to, because it's the most profound way.
It's going
to
be weird for a week. You do it for a month, and then you really know if I'd like it or not.
Yeah, the good news is for, like, here's Stan, and you're like, I like Stan. Here's Stan, Charlie, and Sally, and you meet them, and you're like, I like Stan, and you... Literally, if you texted me and be like, yo, I can't do this after the first day, or if you did it for a week and be like, I can't do this, or if you did it for 30 days and be like, I can't do this, it's all the same. Or you'll be like, I can do it. Like, I'm really agnostic to it. Yeah. I think you should consider it because it does put you in the best position to succeed for what you want.
I'll tell you what, I think where my resistance comes from is having stuff like that and not having it be converted. Like, not having an A player editing it.
I get it.
So if I had that, I think it'd be a lot more exciting to me. Because my actual life, like, first you said to me, you're fit. It's not an accident. Like, my life is inspiring. And I want to share that. And I built that over decades, you know? Like, and so there's a lot to share.
You're preaching.
There's a lot to share. Okay.
You know, like, I was selling wine and was like, I need to share. Like, I understand how it happens. I lived it. I think the genre that he's walking into, which is the modern version of spirituality, is really neat. Because I think what I sense is it's similar to what happened with fitness. Fitness in the 70s and 80s was much smaller. Like, you'd be stunned what people wrote about going to the gym in the 70s. Like, it's a little culty, it doesn't mean anything, like, who gives a, like, now it's like, we don't, like, he's growing up in a way, like, that's just like showering. Like, having an exercise regimen of some sorts is just like the most normal thing, whereas I'm old enough to know, like, nobody thought like that, except like the Gold's Gyms dudes. Now, and so I think today, even in the last 5 years, the concept of being spiritual, like the breathing, the bats, the mental health, like all of this, you know, 5 years ago. I mean, I've been making content long enough to know, like, I was touching on it without even realizing I was touching on it, and it mattered. Now it's like at the forefront, and I think the appetite for it, we haven't even begun to fill. So when I hear what he wants to do, when I look at all the people, Greenfield is, what the world is, I'm like, there's not enough supply for the demand, and especially on the male front, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, I think Mike has more, we have, like, him and I share something, though mine comes across more aggressive than his does. It is in nature a more, like, warm entry point to it. You know, it's not like, you know.
I also think it comes from a really powerful place, like when you talk about the music as the foundation. In this all spirituality, sometimes spirituality for the sake of spirituality can get a little on the nose, but as a part of a much larger ecosystem of you as a creative musician, you know, like, then I think it becomes very relatable, because everyone has everyone's multi-hyphenated now, right? Whereas, like, the old Gold's Gym is like, well, that's what I do, I lift, I'm a lifter. Now it's like, people do that because
everyone's a renaissance man.
It spurs whatever else is going on in their life.
Yeah. I lived it, man. I was born just kind of a shy, depressed Jewish kid from the suburbs. And I look like my real life is bigger than my dreams were. And I can't even explain that. And so how did that happen? Well, like, I'm not just a dude sitting behind the mic, like, you know, try doing this. Like, dude, I put my life on the line. Like, I almost died at Mount Everest. And I'm the guy that almost died and kept going and got this, like, so. I just got something to share, you know, and it's deep. And it's like, I look at my socials now and it's like, it's one color. But in this, I feel like this longer format, I can share a lot more, go a lot
100%.
And I'm excited.
That's exactly
right. Let me ask you a question, because I want to be respectful of your time. when I think about building the team around me, I think about hiring a president.
Yep.
Who's like with me, compliments me, knows how to sell, knows how to market, knows how to build a team.
Let's talk about that for a second. The difference between, let's say, a creative director and a president. When you say knows how to sell, that mm-hmm. caught my attention.
Yes.
Is that for the speaking part of it?
All the parts of it.
Tell me what else are you gonna sell?
I'm gonna sell Adventures with Mike. Okay. Are you familiar with that at all? Or should I do 30 seconds?
Give it to me.
I take people on amazing trips, connect them with nature, lead them in breath work, acoustic show. Like,
yep,
I took 60 people to Nepal.
16 or 60?
16.
That's rad.
Yeah, changing their life.
Get it.
We're going to Iceland in September.
Got it, understood. Next.
Okay. What else am I going to sell? Ostensibly advertising on the podcast with value aligned partnerships. Like, of products that I would actually use.
Here's what I've already got enough to hear. My recommendation is go with more of a SID, of a creative lead, and do that for a year and build up more leverage before monetization. It will happen anyway because you have enough of a brand already.
Are you talking just the podcast or my team in general?
I want you to basically think of it as a creative director instead of a president. Somebody who's going to sit at the top, who's responsible, and Sid will break this, this is what he does for a living, is going to be responsible for all of the content, but all we're doing for a year is building demand because you're going to have sales anyway because you're doing it now without even growth. But if you only focus on storytelling and output, you'll accomplish much more of the business outcomes that you want by being 150% just about content for now and not even thinking about monetization,
yeah.
Especially because you're already going to have monetization.
So what are the metrics you look for in that creative director? And what are their KPIs I should measure?
The things that you're measuring is growth of consumption of your content, not follow count, but growth of actual consumption, views, qualitative feedback. And honestly, your subjective opinion of if you're feeling that you're growing. Do you know how I judged it?
Huh.
When I went to the airport, it felt like more people were saying what's up.
Yeah.
That was it. That's how I judged it.
And can you help me find that person?
That's the main reason you're here. The main reason, like, I could have said this to you over Zoom. I want a bunch of people to feel you, and then we'll all debate of, like, who's out there.
Yeah. God bless you.
We'll talk soon. Awesome. Enjoy the rest of this meeting. All right.